Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Plenty of things to talk about, so sit down at Choristers Lounge. From far and near, won't you come and hear a sweet, melodious call? Let us all unite in one accord, we're family after all. So let's settle down and listen to the sounds of the singers in Choristers Lounge. There's plenty of things to talk about, so sit down, so sit down, so sit down at the lounge.
Hello, Choristers Lounge family, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I just want to thank you all again for being part of our journey. Thank you all for continuing to subscribe to the channel, share the good news and glad tidings of joy with your colleagues, family, and friends. Just thank you all for being part of the journey thus far. Today, we are pleased to welcome into the Choristers Lounge, Elder Dr. Simon Quattlebaum. So, Elder Dr. Quattlebaum, I say shalom to you and glad to have you, sir.
Shalom. Good to be here. What a pleasure. Thanks so much. It's an honor.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. So again, Choristers Lounge family, we are so pleased to have again with us Elder Dr. Simon Quattlebaum, and we're going to go into the interview portion of today's episode. So Elder Simon, you know, just kind of, we always like to start just looking at a chorister's journey. But before we get to that, prior to your time as a chorister, who were some of maybe your earliest musical influences, both, you know, in church and outside of the congregation?
All right, well, since this is chorus, I'll start with inside the organization.
Yes, sir.
And the list is long, but I'm gonna just mention those who had the immediate influence on me, and that is the late Zephaniah McDonald. I'm gonna call a roll. The late Caleb Garrett.
Yes, sir.
The late Lillian Coleman. I don't know if you know her or not, but this is all Newark members. So that's where it started. Lucretia Walker Granison, the late Lucretia Walker. Can't miss the Chorister Extraordinaire, the late Joe Person. Dorcas Terry. And that was Newark.
Yes, sir.
That was Newark. And I couldn't help myself because even the late Leroy Pill Hill and Junior Spivey, you know, they were all in Newark. So I had no choice.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Either preacher or singer. So I hung out with the singers.
Yes, sir.
But they were the ones that in the organization that that really had that influence on me. And, you know, so much so that it was to the point where you didn't want to make any mistakes around them, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. the fellas, because they would punch you in the chest and say, get right. Okay. Wasn't no playing. All right. Yes, if you sir. Couldn't sing it, shut up, you know. But if you could sing it, then go ahead. But on the outside, quite a few. The late Sam Cooke was probably, you know, my idol, pretty much, you know, because he was just smooth. He sang. He was a baritone. He sang in my key.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone else that influenced me was like secondary, but he was the one.
Yeah.
That helped to you know, to make the connection between the outside and the inside of the organization as well.
Sure.
You know, so, but I've had few. I was blessed in that sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just I'll just with my few years there in Newark, you know, some of those names that you mentioned certainly played a role in my development, you know, as well as you know. So as far as kind of your development as a younger person, of course, you were blessed to be born into a family that had a lot of siblings, and you had a lot of brothers and you know, sisters, things like that. Did they play any part in your musical development as well?
Oh, most definitely, because every one of my brothers and sisters sang. You know, even as youngsters, before, way before I got here, my father, the late Elder Sam Quattlebaum, would you know, back in the day, they would take him on the road and they would sing for their supper. So each of them, you know, I can remember them telling me stories about them traveling to different towns, and he would make them get out and sing a song, you know. So all my family members sang, I think, except for one, and that you know, but he was more of a deacon. That's Elder David Quarterbaum's father, my late brother.
Yes, sir.
But he was more of a deacon, but everybody sang. And so again, even though it's that, you know, being a preacher or a singer, okay? So singing came more naturally to me, even though I was snatched up from the choir, but that's another thing. by the leader, former leader, Rabbi J.U.
Yes, sir.
But other than that, yeah, that those are the influences, both inside and outside.
Sure. Absolutely. So I've heard, relative to your father, that he was an outstanding shout song singer. Do you remember any of the shout songs that he used to perform?
You know, he used to sing, you know, I remember as a youngster, you know, Rabbi A.G. used to call him up in the old tabernacle and, you know, Quarterbaum, come on up here and sing me a song. So he would probably sing, one of them would probably be, did you ever hear Jerusalem on? Did you ever? You know, they go from Genesis to Revelation. You didn't sit down until Revelation was done, you know, but that's the way they did it.
Sure.
You
know? Yes, sir.
And I will sing. I will sing like a bird in every tree. Oh, what is the name of that song? He would sing.
That's a new one. I've never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah, man. That one was, besides, did you hear Jerusalem Mourn? And I will sing. Anyway, it was, those are the two, and it'll come to me as I move forward, mm-hmm, that he would sing. So, yeah.
Did he ever sing Sword of the Lord and of Gideon?
Sword of the Lord, Gideon. That was another one.
Yes,
that
sir. I heard it. I would have loved to have it. And that's one thing I've never heard a recording of, but that was just from the stories that I've heard. He's been entrenched in my memory just from that oral history that we have within the congregation, that he would just have that tabernacle rocking just with his energy. Yeah. And just the poise that he, you know, would command those shout songs. So that's absolutely wonderful. So kind of outside of, and still not necessarily focusing just on your choristership just yet, did you ever perform in any outside groups or outside choirs, anything like that?
As a matter of fact, I did. I was a singer in a rock and roll band back in the early 70s. I was a lead singer in another rhythm and blues band in the city. I once opened up for one of my bands I played for. We opened up for, at the time, but he's dead now, a guy named Buddy Miles. And Buddy Miles used to play with Jimi Hendrix. He was the drummer. Jimi Hendrix. And we would open up. We opened up for him at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Back in the day. I don't think you were here, Matt, but this is like...
No, sir. Not physically. Maybe spiritually, but not physically.
I don't even think you were twinkling your mama's eye yet. So you were the first one. So, but no, I think it's like late 60s. And we went up when we had to go through something to get in there. So we were fortunate to do that. Mm-hmm. So that was like three bands I played in. The most recent one was the early 80s that I mentioned earlier about. The gentleman and I are still good friends. He lives up in Connecticut now.
Yeah.
So that helped to keep my chops up. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, with the, you know, being in the organization, it was with different choirs. And, you know, back in the day, which is, you know, they don't do it much now, but particularly during the Passovers and the assemblies, a bunch of us would get together, you know, on the land, we just get together, start singing, man, yes, go sir. In the motel room, just start singing, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. That was another thing. The Metropolitan Choir, which had the late, you know, Jimmy Roberts from Mount Vernon, yes, Zeph,
yes, sir.
You know, Brother Bo, William Beaufort,
yes, sir.
You know, again, the late Lucretia Walker Granison, mm-hmm. Lillian Coleman. You probably didn't know her. She was local here in Newark. Mm-hmm. Another brother named, he used to call him Little James. Forgot his last name. But, and then Junior Spivey and all that. Sure. So, you know, I was awash and a part of a history of this organization with singers. And even though, like I said, I was maybe the time, maybe 16, 17, you know, just started getting into it. And of course they were obviously older, but the opportunity to be with them and as people say, to sit at the foot of, you know, they're vocalizing and they're, I learned a whole lot. And I can't forget, yeah, the late, you know, David Plummer.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Who, you know, always, you know, they were friends with Bo and Brother Stevenson the same way, we, you know, go down there and, you know, but I learned a lot from them and had the opportunity to sing with them and to develop, you know, this ear and develop discipline and all that stuff to go with it.
Yes, sir. So, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to hone in on three of those influences in particular, and just, you know, anything that you can share with us relative to, and in any order, Brother Joe Person, Brother Zephaniah McDonald, and Brother William Beaufort, those three in particular.
How much time do I have?
You know, anything that you want to share with those three?
How much time do I have, bro?
Help yourself. Help yourself. Help yourself.
Oh, man. Well, let me tell you, Brother Joe Person, the late Brother Joe, which is Zephaniah McDonald's. I'm sorry, wrong person. I'm thinking of, but anyway, Brother Joe Person, chorister class personified. Mm-hmm. Okay. Always stood straight. It was never a whole lot of this. It was just, you know what I mean? And you followed. Okay. Mm-hmm. One thing he did was teach protocol. One of the things he taught that if you're going to, you know, the chorister wears gloves, don't wear the glove with the stick, with the baton you're using.
That is okay. Correct.
If I was left-handed, I keep the glove on this hand, but I take the glove off that hand and don't do it with the glove on.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Find the right key and no transposing, unless it was too low. Mm-hmm. So most of the songs that they did, it was one key. That was it all the way through. Even if it was low, they would, you know, they would keep it there. But, you know, it's so that was from Brother Joe Person. Zeph McDonald, a stickler for knowing the songs and singing them correctly.
Yes, sir.
Okay. He was, you know, he liked to fool around sometimes, but he was no joke when it came to, you know, actual singing.
He enjoyed having a good time. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So, yes, you know, because when he was in the choir, you know, hey, you know, and, you know, then you had to be ready because as I was a young chorister, you know, he would say, you know, so my heart, you know, but hey, get up there, go for it. You know what I mean? Now, listen, you know, when you do this, you know, just make sure that you're, you know, that you're watching, you know your songs, you got, you know, the songs, let's say for the ceremony, all the songs go up to God, you know, there's nothing right. That, you know, that's everything right. Is praising, okay? Right. Don't sing anything that's not praising them
correct.
During yes, the sir. Ceremony,
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, again, you watch your pitch. Okay. You know, have a repertoire of song that you're going to sing each Sabbath. If you can, you know, meet with, you know, evangelist. My brother at the time was in charge. Mm-hmm. Try to meet with the pastor for the week and see what they're going to be speaking about.
Yes, sir. And just for the sake of the record, Elder, so just call your brother's name. Just for
evangelist. Yeah, evangelist B.J. Quarterbaum at the time. Yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, so we would meet, he and I, you know, with Zeph, and you know, we'd meet and say, Elder, what you going to do this week? Well, he'd tell, and we find a song to pick out. This way, so just continuity, that's all.
Yes, sir.
You know. So that was something I think that was key. And, of course, finally, William Bo Diddley Fur.
Yes, sir.
My idol.
Yes, sir.
You know, he knew his stuff. Definitely. You know, and every song had to be on key. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you miss, I stop you because, you know, I didn't come on bass, let me hear you, you know. And perfect arranger.
Yes, sir.
Of course he wrote As the Evening Sun Goes Down.
Yes, sir.
He arranged, you know, like My Country Tis of Thee, the song I was singing earlier. And, you know, with the choir, of course, recently I saw someone put something on Facebook of him leading in Philadelphia, Lift Up Your Heads, All Ye Gates in Philadelphia.
Yes, sir.
And he didn't change that pitch one time. Started it there. That's where it ended. So, and I'm not saying that as a knock against what's happening now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But that's where the concentration came in, because of the fact that you had to think way ahead of time in your head what that song, what that note is.
Where, yes, sir.
What note is what? What, you know, where are you? You know, because you know you got to be in it. But anyway, yeah. I'm gonna start preaching. but you know, that's
sounds good to me. To
music and stuff like that. You
yes,
know,
sir.
Your chorister, you're being watched, and you know, always poised.
Yes, sir.
You know your singers, looking at them to see whether or not they're engaged. You know, so you get that feeling that stuff that I'm mentioning now, you just can't teach.
But, yes, sir. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So those three, I hope I.
That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. And for folks that are kind of in my age group and maybe younger, so Brother Joe Person, he composed several songs. The most common one that we sing to this day every Sabbath, he composed Hero Israel. Hero Israel, the Lord our God. That's Brother Joe Person. Mm-hmm. Brother Zephaniah McDonald was the district chorister of the New England district. Mm-hmm. Up until he passed away.
Yeah.
And like I said, Brother William Beaufort was a marvel to watch. He had a flair in front of that choir that has been often duplicated, never duplicated. it was so cool to watch him do what he did. You know, sometimes he would direct with his elbows. I mean, it was did a little chicken wing thing. It was something, right. something to behold. So, if we can find some of those videos, it is a sight to behold, Brother Bo, yes, in front of a choir. So. Back to you, Elder Doctor. When, where, and by whom were you appointed a chorister?
Well, of course, right here in good old First Tabernacle, Newark, New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, it was a couple of years after the Tabernacle relocated from where it was into where it is on Meeker Avenue now. So,
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And it was by Brother Joe. Mm-hmm. Late Joe Person, the late brother Zephaniah McDonald, and Brother Beaufort, and my brother at the time, Evangelist B.J. Quarterpot. That's how it started.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And during your time as a chorister, are there any particular moments, any particular memorable events that kind of come to mind? You already kind of talked about some of the choral groups that you sang with, but just any particular pieces that you kind of think of over your course of your chorister journey?
Well, you know, there's a couple, and the others I don't want to start grabbing at because as I was looking at the questions, I was trying to think too. I was like, oh my goodness!
Yes,
but one of the highlights, and I could think a few, but one of them was the opportunity to do the whole armor ceremony in Newark with then Elder J.U. Crowdy.
Yes, sir.
He was an elder, and yes, he did sir. It here in Newark.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Zeph said, all right, Brother Simon, you got the music. I'm gonna.
Yes, sir.
With who?
Yes, sir.
You mean with the upcoming leader?
Yes, sir.
But that was something. And I got his blessing after that, because, it's again, from the outside, it's like, well, you look at a chorister and it looks like they're doing this and this, oh, I could do that, but little do they know that there is arrangement in something. Your mind is always going. You're already up to the next song. You're already at to the next verse already. You're singing this verse, but you were already at the next verse. Mm-hmm. You're singing this song, but you were already at the next song. So it wasn't like, well, okay, one at a time, and then having, like I said, the soon to be rabbi.
Yes, sir.
Sitting right there in Newark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So that was one memory. The other memory, quite a few really, but just actually singing in concert with the a cappella choir, not Celestial, because they were former time.
Cherubs?
Not the Cherubs, but Jimmy Roberts, Zeph Bo. It was a district.
Oh, the Metropolitan?
Metropolitan. Yes, that's what, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, Metropolitan, mm-hmm, Choir. That was, mm-hmm, my first time in there singing with all those greats, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like,
yes, sir.
Skills,
Yes, sir.
So, but those two times, the other times, it was concerts done with different groups. Like, I think we used to have the rehearsal, and the people from Rochester used to come down, and from Brooklyn, and that was at the time J.C. Carey Senior.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And we went to Rochester. We sang in Rochester. We used to travel all over the place.
Yes, sir.
So that was That was wonderful. That, you know, like I said, that was with the Metropolitan Choir.
Yes, sir.
Now, of course, the Cherubs, of course, you know, we did the recital hall at Carnegie Hall.
You're uniquely positioned, just based on your experience, kind of answer this question. How do you see the intersection, right, between spiritual, the spiritual sector, and the secular sector relative to music, right? How do you see that intersection being a benefit, right, to what it is that we're doing as far as shaping a musical identity, shaping a certain musical vantage point as choristers within the congregation?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you this. You know, I love, you know, our Kagasak locally. You know, I love them. I'll get to your, I'll answer that question by saying this. We have to be, with our organization, with Kagasak, we have to be careful because of the fact that what we do with our music is kind of sacred. So I guess I'm kind of sort of like, you know, the late David Plummer, you know what I mean? You know, Kagasak music is Kagasak music. And even though the outside influences, which is fine, you could have it, but you start colorizing, but you colorize a little bit too much, mm-hmm. that you start losing the sacredness of the music itself. And so that intersection between the sacred,
yeah.
and the popular, we can't blur the line, because if it's blurred, nothing like add a little color to a song.
Sure.
When like the late David would say, you know, no curly cues. So then, you know, don't put no minors in here or there, you know, it's particularly if we're singing it secularly in the organization. So in short, we have to watch and not to blur the lines too much in terms of what's secular and what it is that we sing. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I'm not against it, but there's nothing like the choral arrangements of our music.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You know, and I used to get mad at Brother Dave and Zeph and all them, say, hey, man, we singing that song like that. Yeah, well, how come? It's cool, you know? But now as I, you know, mature, I see it's secular. I mean, not to say it can't be pretty.
Sure.
You know, and it can't be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I think your point is well taken. It's about time and place. And kind of what I was hoping to get to is that there is a time to understand and really hone in on the sacred yeah. space for which we're operating.
Yeah.
But there's also got to be an opportunity for us to do what generations before us did in terms of going out, right? And when you go out, you know, we kind of have an opportunity to maybe do some arrangements and, you know, kind of do a little more, but kind of when you cram, I'll say, right, everything into the sacred moment, right, you allow for all these other pieces to come in because you've limited the ability for us to come together into a 5-hour window between Friday night and Sabbath day, right?
Right. Well,
let's say a 6-hour window.
And then it becomes like competition. Who could sing the best
sure,
baritone?
Sure.
Who could put the verse? Sure. Who could do the best tenor run? Who could do, you know what I mean? And within the ceremony,
yeah,
mm-hmm. the ceremonies that we sing,
yeah.
I think that all that other stuff,
yeah,
get out the way,
yeah.
okay? Straight, 4-part harmony, or whatever, 5-point high barry,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
baritone, whatever, put the, you know, to add the color
yeah.
without the flash. I don't yeah. know if that makes sense or not.
That makes perfect sense. I hope that our younger choristers, just choristers in general, heard what you mentioned earlier about during that worship ceremony, those songs are to be God-centered, everything toward praise, adoration, worship of the Most High.
Right. right.
When that worship ceremony, Friday night, Saturday, anytime that arc is open, right? The focus for all those songs are on praising the name of the Lord, his praise, his adoration, glorifying God. Everything yeah. else, you know, that's for another time.
Especially yeah, when that arc is open. Yeah, we're bringing our whole selves to him raw.
Correct.
You know what I mean? No fillers, no nothing. Lord, mm-hmm. I'm singing this song to you straight with
yes,
no chaser.
Yes. yes, sir. Straight no chaser. Yes, indeed.
You know what I mean?
That's so, it.
And then, you know, and then after, You know, and but that's up to the chorister. They have to be disciplined themselves.
Yes, sir.
You know, to not, you know, to see it and you know, or I don't know. Like I said, what most of the stuff I'm talking about is comes from one's practice and one's experience.
Yes,
but
sir.
At the same time, there were certain basics that just don't want to mess with, particularly when it comes to the sacredness of our organization and the songs.
Yes, sir.
You may not like what they do or people, but when it comes to the music, you know what I mean? That's where I am.
Yes, sir.
That's where, you know, and my ear's still there. You know, if I hear something, I'll be like, yo, Matt, come on, man.
Yes, sir. I hear you. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I hear you. Now, real quick, I'm going to, so two more questions.
Yes,
I want to see if you can see this picture. Can you see this?
Yes, sir. I just looked at it.
Do you know who these people are?
That's Brother Beauford and the director. The woman in front of him is Zeph, the late Zeph McDonald's wife. Behind him, I don't know, but after the third lady on the right, going, you know, that way is Lillian Coleman. I mean, Lucretia Walker at the time.
Yes,
behind her was Lillian Coleman. And the other picture I had to look and see. I just looked at this picture, interested. And then my sister, the late Mother Sarah Wakula Jones, is on the end.
Yes.
And that, that's in the to my starting from my left and reading to my right, the late Levi Person.
Yes.
Zephaniah McDonald behind him.
Yes.
The light skinned brother. Oh, I forgot who that was.
That's all right. Your percentage is great.
Yeah,
you're doing great.
And all the way in the back for the men is Leroy Pill Hill.
Yes, sir.
And let's see, the other two. I think the other one in front of Leroy was I used to call him Little.
Was it Little George?
Little George. That's
Little
who that
George,
was.
Okay.
I think that's who that is. Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't think of the other brother's name. So out of that. One, two, three. I had to look. I'm just looking at that picture.
Yes,
I'm gonna send it to Brother Blake. But
yes, I think the one in the middle, if I'm not mistaken, is Brother Pill Hill's brother, Brother James Hill.
James, that's what that is.
Uncle James, Uncle Leroy,
that's what that is. Sure is. Yep.
Now, what was the name of this choir?
Celestial Acapella Choir.
Come on now, yes sir. Yes sir. See, we gotta call these names.
Yes sir.
Yes,
New York platform. Let me tell you, man.
That's all right.
New York at the time in the when I came there, like the mid to late 60s.
Yes sir.
Man, boy, let me tell you, Ella McDonald.
Yes sir.
Boy, I tell you, boy, you know, and you know, but after that, most of the people moved to Belleville,
sure.
But Newark was the place. That
yes,
was
sir.
The place. That's why I said I couldn't, you know, you either were a singer or a preacher.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. So, you know, and Elder McDonald was the father of Brother Zeph McDonald.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, sir.
And he was Grand Chaplain or?
Elder McDonald?
Yes.
No, he's not Grand Chaplain, but I think in Belleville, what did he do? He did something special when he lived in Belleville. And his wife, St. Eloina McDonald.
Yes.
She was the Mother Sarah of the organization. But what did –
I thought it was the Grand Chaplain or Chief Steward, something like that. But I do know this, and this will be a conversation for another day. History records that he – played a part in the scenario by which the song and when they heard that came about.
Okay.
That's a conversation for another day, but
okay. All right.
He had a piece to play in that. So,
okay.
So this is Elder Doctor. This has been wonderful. So I'm going to ask you two more questions, but you can kind of answer them together.
Yeah.
What words of encouragement do you have for this generation of singers and this generation of choristers?
All right, let's see. And I wrote these down because
yes,
I don't want to I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I got a bunch of them.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I'll try to go through them all right quick. First of all, eat, sleep, and live your craft, okay? Yes, always have them in mind, always singing, looking at a song, just like, so you're a teacher now, okay? Yes, your course, and now you're teaching, okay? So you find those teachable moments, even when you sing, matching it with the knowledge of the organization and what they stand for. Stay relevant music-wise, listen to all types of music, both R&B, classical, rock, jazz, listen to it all. Not to say that you're going to bring it in into the organization, maybe not doing, as we talked about earlier, the ceremony parts. You know, whole armor, you know, ceremony. I love, you know, like that, you know, don't try to outperform, you know, in any situation, you know, you're the cantor, you know, stay in your lane. Nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Stay there, learn, come out every once in a while, but you want to be certain as to who you are and what you do. Listen, watch, emulate, but not imitate. All right. So you find your way. You're looking at different people that, you know, I take a little bit of Zeph. I take a little bit of Bo. I take a little bit of him, and I blend it with myself. Okay. And that just comes from studying them. Be a cantor, as I say, chorus 24/7. Develop a repertoire of songs that could fit the vibe of your presentation. Whenever it is that you're ready, you know, I got like, it's like 10 songs that, you know, I could do if I were to, you know, the cantor or something for the ceremony, you know, watch, particularly when you have a choir with maybe five people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got a choir of five, see them as a choir of 50. You know, doing ceremony, all songs, praises go up, as I mentioned. You know, practice finding the proper key to keep from, you know, transpositioning. I mean, it happens, you know. But, you know, sometimes I think people do it now because it entertains. As soon as they transfer, everybody, like, yeah! But what did they do? It just rains. It's okay. All right. Forget.
Yes, well, no, that's great.
Listen, let me get letters talking about what you ready to interview this guy for.
No, this is, like I said, we appreciate the perspective. School, we appreciate the perspective. Yes, sir. Appreciate the perspective. Yes, sir. It's important.
I mean, you know, you strive towards it. Sure, you know, no one's perfect. But what I'm saying is sharing is what you strive for. Sure. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, five members in the choir, lead them like it's 50. But don't pitch the songs like you have 50.
Yes.
Don't outperform and sing each other. You know, be a musician. Join a local band. Go play somewhere. Sing out. You know, hey, you know, you got other songs besides church.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there. Be happy when directing. Get to know your singers personally. Okay. Find out their idiosyncrasies, what they like, what they don't like. It helps. Yes, okay. Sir. You're a teacher now, all right? So be on time. 5 minutes before you start is too late. You know, consult with the local pastor, as I mentioned earlier, to get the vibe for the week.
Yeah.
See what kind of songs you're going to sing. What is he going to preach about, or she? What's he going to do? You know, love yourself, of course. Develop your craft with practice. 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 Sleep. Eat. And live your craft. Again, I mentioned that. Give your best and spend 15 minutes a day if you can with somebody who knows more than you. Whatever it is that you find someone or be with someone that knows more than you at least once a day if you can.
Yes, sir.
And that's it, man.
That's
a lot. I know.
That's a lot. That's a lot. But that is,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
that's beautiful. And that those are certainly things that a person can work toward. They're not so abstract that we can't, you know, strive toward those things.
If the word is the clue, you can find the Tune Song Association.
So to kick things off, we're going to go into our song association game. And so just a quick reminder, we'll give Elder Quadwam a few words, and then his task will be to sing a song that either has that word in the title or that word in the lyrics. So we have about five words here, and we'll see what comes out of his musical mind from these words. All right. So first word for you, Elder Doctor. If I were to give you the word thankful, what song comes to mind? Thankful.
I'm thankful. Thank you for my eyes to see. Thank you for giving me victory. Thank you for loving me. And for this, I'm thankful.
My Lord, my Lord. All right. So second word, if I were to give you the word separate, what comes to mind? Separate.
I'll let nothing separate me from his love. I'll let nothing separate me from his love. I may have trials, I may have woes, friends may come, but they may go, but still I'll let nothing separate me from his love.
Two for two, my Lord. Yes, sir. Yes. Sounding great, Elder. Third word. If I were to give you the word, soldier, what comes to mind? Soldier.
Buffalo soldier. Buffalo soldier, will you survive in this new land? Buffalo soldier, buffalo, buffalo, buffalo soldier, tell me when will they call you a man?
Lord have mercy. Yes, sir. Oh, that's great. That's great. All right. Fourth song. If I were to say the word waiting, what comes to mind? Waiting.
We've been waiting for so long. Waiting to sing for you some of our songs. We've been waiting for so long. Waiting to sing for you some of our songs. Bass, catch by golly. Jab Acapella is the name of our group. We're doing this concert especially for you. We're gonna sing, shout, and dance and sing. Just put your mind at ease and let us do our thing. Cherub Acapella, cause we've been waiting.
Yes, sir. I love that. As soon as I heard that, I heard the arrangement first, and I just heard the original maybe about 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
That touches me every
time. Yeah, Larry Graham. Yep.
Touches me every time.
Think of that. My country tears of thee, sweet land of liberty, from every side, let freedom ring.
And for the sake of the record, whose arrangement is that?
That was the late William Beaufort, but he did it with the Celestial A Cappella Choir back in the day before my time. I was a baby.
Gotcha. So the last thing I'm going to ask you is just to take us out with any song that's on your heart right now. That's the last thing I'm going to, just anything.
Yes, sir. This is a song that, you know him, Matthew. The ministers from Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. It won't be like this always. 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 This is my right now, but not my forever. Oh, no. When at times I'm overwhelmed to the moment of despair, I remember that he cares. He cares always, always. He cares always, always. He cares always. That's a song that you got to hear it.
Yes, sir.
Every time I run it to you, but it won't be like this always.
Yes, sir. Okay?
Those are the words. This is my right now, but it's not my forever.
Yes. Listen, Courses Lounge family, again, thank you so much for journeying with us. Elder Dr. Simon Quattlebaum, it has been an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you here in the Courses Lounge. Your experience, it was a pleasure. Your wisdom, just your expertise, taking us through your journey, your musical journey has been wonderful. Yeah. And we will be the better for it just by listening to that perspective that you gave. So thank you so much for spending this time with us. I don't know if you had any final words for the audience.
Yeah, I want to compliment Brother Blake. One time he came to Newark. You weren't there, Mighty Ice, but
yes, sir.
And he led the choir in Newark.
Yes, sir.
And I like his style. Okay. Yes, sir. You know, he was in it. The pulpit almost fell down because he was stamping his foot so hard.
Yeah, he was. Had a good time.
You know how you do it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but
sir.
I like his spirit. I like your spirit.
Thank you, sir.
Your brother's spirit.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any problems in terms of what's going to happen with the music. I'm sure that, you know, what's going to happen, what you guys do as far as the leadership and what you're doing now, you know, kudos to you. And not just limited to choristers, but
yes, sir.
Invite, you know, choir members as well.
Absolutely.
To let them get a piece of this, to stay in the know and to help maintain what our organization is all about.
Yes, sir.
And that's it for me.
Appreciate you, Elder. Elder Dr. Simon Quattlebaum, it's been a pleasure to have you. Courses Lounge family, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to welcoming you again the next time the Courses Lounge opens its doors. God bless and keep you is my prayer. Peace and love.
Thank you for my eyes to see. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for giving us victory, and for this I'm truly
thankful.
Thank you for the rain and the snow. Thank you for flowers that grow. Thank you for loving me so and Thank you for the flowers that grow. Thank you for loving me so. Thank you for us victory and for